Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. Well, what a game of comebacks in Raleigh, but the final rally belonged to the Maryland Terrapins as they ended A&M season 81-74 in the NCAA Women's Regional Semifinal. Maryland led the game 2-0, but didn't lead again until the final 4 minutes. The Aggies started on fire and zoomed out to as much as an 18-point lead. Yeah, it was 36-18 in the first half, but Maryland cut that to 3 at halftime with a 23-8 run. Maryland cut the deficit to 1, but then the Aggies come out in the second half and retake control with a 14-3 run and led by 11. But Maryland answered back and took their first lead since 2-0 with 4:07 left in the game. They outscored the Aggies 16-2 in the final 8 minutes of the game. After the game, associate head coach Vic Schaefer talked to Mike Wright and Steve Miller.
This time of year, you're going to play a 3-2, 1-4. If you're going to beat any of those people, it doesn't matter whether you're the 1 or the 4 or the 3 or the 2. You got to play close to perfect. I mean, you got to play well. And you don't play well, and you have some possessions where you give them some easy stuff. We tried not to give them that stuff. But I think tonight we probably gave them a few points in transition. I'd like to have back.
Now, Schaefer, of course, is going to be leaving for Mississippi State. He'll talk about that in a second, but he likes the future of this Aggie program.
It's very promising for the future. I think you've got two veteran five players that, quite frankly, are just going to be juniors, you know, and then you've got, obviously, a point guard that stepped up today and showed the world how good she is and Lexi, and so, you know, those seniors are going to be missed. There's no question about it. Their leadership, what they bring to the table chemistry-wise is invaluable, but I'm going to tell you, those six freshmen coming in are dang good. There's a reason why they're in the number two class in the country, and if you want to compare that to somebody, compare that to Kentucky's freshmen that they sign just about every year on the men's side, and that's what you got coming in for Texas A&M, so they're more than good enough to keep it going, and got some real big pillars inside that you can build around, and a great point guard that's, I think, today showed her mettle.
Yeah, Alexi Standish led the Aggies with 19 points, while senior Sydney Carter scored 13. Alyssa Thomas and Lauren Mincy combined for 41 points for Maryland, who will meet Notre Dame for a trip to the Final Four. The Irish beat St. Bonaventure 79-35 yesterday. Now, the loss did end an 8-game NCAA tournament winning streak for the defending national champs and marks the departure of the associate head coach, Vic Schaefer, who now heads to Starkville to take over as the head coach at Mississippi State.
It's been great. Our 9 years at A&M have been really special. I know Holly and I and the kids really cherish that time, and we're excited about our new challenge. You know, we're excited about our new school and Starkville and Mississippi State and you know, just those kids that are waiting on us there. I'm real anxious to see them and get to know them and build those relationships and then get going on a staff and hit the recruiting trail, because that's what it's all about. You got to go get kids like we got at Texas A&M.
Good luck to Vic and Holly and to Blair and Logan in Starkville. Let's take it to the men's side. Tyshawn Taylor broke out of his slump at the best time and scored 22 points and led Kansas back to the Final Four with an 80-67 win over former coach Roy Williams in top-seeded North Carolina. After the game, Coach Bill Self of Kansas.
Anyone's game for the first 32 minutes or whatever, and then we got some consecutive defensive stops, which we hadn't been able to get, you know, the first 30 minutes, and made a ton of plays, individual plays, great team plays down the stretch.
Second-seeded Jayhawks will play Ohio State Saturday in their first appearance in the Final Four since 2008. Kentucky's basketball team is headed to a second straight Final Four, and they'll play state rival Louisville in the national semifinal Saturday in New Orleans. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist scored 19 points, and freshman Anthony Davis had 18 points and 11 rebounds as the Wildcats got an 82-70 win over the number 3-seed Baylor Bears, a team that looked good against Xavier but not so good against Kentucky. Here's Scott Drew.
I don't think we played our best game. I'm going to give them credit for causing some of that, but this team's better than I thought, and definitely haven't played a better team than them all year, and I don't know, in the last couple of years when we lost to Duke was a very good team, but this Kentucky team is better in my opinion.
Semifinals will be Saturday in New Orleans, the championship game on Monday night. A great weekend for the 8th-ranked Aggie baseball team, and that ranking should rise now. They went to Malibu and got a 3-game sweep of Pepperdine, a pretty good team. A&M got complete games from Michael Walker and Ross Stripling. That was 4 complete games in a row for the Aggie pitching staff. That was a win on Friday, 4-0, and then the first game of the Saturday doubleheader. Matter of fact, Walker took a perfect game into the eighth inning of that 4-0 shutout Friday. Stripling struck out 9 in the 9-2 early Saturday win. A&M completed the sweep Saturday afternoon with a 12-5 win. Mikey Reynolds getting 4 of A&M's 15 hits. Matt Yingle and Blake Alamont each had 3 hits. Jacob House had 2, including a solo home run. The Aggies go to 19-5 for the year. They'll host Houston Baptist tomorrow night and host Missouri this weekend. The Aggie softball team won the rubber match of their opening Big 12 series with Missouri yesterday after splitting the first two games at the Aggie Diamond. Jenna Stark slapped the ball over the right fielder's head to drive in the game's only run in a 1-0 extra inning win. Mel Dumasich got the pitching win, throwing a one-hitter. The Aggies are 22-9. They'll host Baylor Wednesday night at 6:30. A&M men's tennis team starting a new home winning streak with a 7-0 shutout of SMU yesterday at Mitchell Courts. The now 10-8 Aggies open Big 12 play Friday against Oklahoma State. In track, a pair of school records were broken amid a 10-win weekend for Texas A&M during the Southern Cal Trojan Invitational. Michael Preble won the men's 800 in 146.43 to break a school record, and Natasha Rogers continued her school record-breaking spree with a runner-up time of 4:18.75 in the women's 1500. Tiger Woods wins for the first time on the PGA Tour in 30 months. Next stop will be Augusta. Looking forward to that.
I am excited. There's no doubt. It's always fun to get there, and it's always fun to play it. And you know, I'm looking forward to the momentum that I've built here and the things that I've worked on with my game. They're all coming together at the right time.
Woods won the Arnold Palmer Invitational by 5 shots. And that's your look at sports. Thank you, everybody, for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.